Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen, believe it or not, it is August 26, 2016. As we have closed out this month of August, our growth month, and I am back on air and real excited about all the great opportunities that I've been able to work with small businesses, churches, and nonprofit organizations here across the country. And basically to give you an updated report that's going to be a great opportunity for those listeners, all my radio listeners, who are entrepreneurs or aspiring entrepreneurs or who have started their own business but wanted to get that one leg up, where now they can basically do that with the information we're about to share. Here at GTE Professional Network Radio, we share tools and tips to assist small businesses, churches, and nonprofit organizations across the country for you guys to build and grow your network in the area where you do business. Well, this is a great opportunity. It's Freedom Friday. I'm super excited about all the opportunities that has come our way this year, 2016. And here's a quote for the day, ladies and gentlemen. Always stay curious. Curiosity instills creativity. So I just wanted to share that quote for the day for you today. And guess what? We're going to have some great opportunities in reference to our growth series, our growth month, as we are now entering to the fall season of this year, 2016, and as we begin to close out the rest of this year, 2016, what are you doing right now in your business that's going to add growth to your revenue, to your business, customer base, as well as product base, and as well as revenue base? Those are the three focuses that you should be here looking at on a regular, consistent, daily basis, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be your customer growth, your product growth, as well as your revenue growth. We're going to talk about the marketing trends that is definitely defining this year, 2016, and what you need to do to stay above the curve here so that way you can continue to add more to your repertoire on levels in reference to what you do. Now, here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. If you do not have a website that is interactive, that is going to help you build as you continue to share your content, the company's information, and then also getting the feedback from customers who have purchased from you before. And I share this before, and I'll say it again, ladies and gentlemen, you are missing the mark if you do not have an interactive website. That is one of the most important pieces of the puzzle that you're going to need this year, as well as on social media. Just find the social media that fits your company, your needs, and basically what it is you want to relate to. There are many platforms you can utilize, but you don't have to use them all. Just use the ones that is going to be specific to what you do on a regular, consistent basis. In reference to your target market, the age group of your target market, and then also the area and demographics where you want to go. Now, again, if you have a brick-and-mortar location, fine. Or if you're just an internet-based business, that's fine as well. You have to define it, though. You have to make sure you understand exactly what it is you need to do to add the growth revenues that you're looking for as we close out this year, 2016. So let's look at that and let's dive into it. I want to give great shout-outs to all of the companies that we designed sites for this year, 2016, as well as the marketing campaigns that we've put together for all of the businesses and churches and nonprofit organizations that we've helped in building up our community. If we can bring all three entities together in a community across this country, ladies and gentlemen, we will have a great harmony when it comes to supplying the needs and what people want, need, and can afford in the marketplace. And so with that being said, if we can do that, we can help fund our nonprofit organizations. We can also help support the churches who support the people in the community, and then as well as the small businesses, support them. That's going to give the information and also the products that we want, need, and can afford. So these are the things that we want to make sure, ladies and gentlemen, that we stay on top of on a regular, consistent basis. So let's get into the first thing that I want to talk about here, and that which businesses need to keep a clear focus on the needs and expectations of their customers. A group that's diverse and fragmented with high expectations and little patience for anyone who keeps you going will definitely be the one that you want to make sure you keep on track. But basically, you want to stay competitive. You need to be visible. And that's not an easy feat to do. Being visible means that you're going to be everywhere, anywhere people are gathered, whether it's in the mall settings or grocery stores. You got the coffee shops. You got the social media. You have your business directories. And you also have events. Remember the five P's of marketing that I always continue to bring into the marketplace and share with you entrepreneurs out there that's doing their jobs every day, is that you got to follow the five P's of marketing. It's all about the people, the product, the price, the place, promotion. If you follow these five P's, ladies and gentlemen, you can be successful in the marketplace. But the key factor, though, is the people. The product sells itself. It's just a good product. Your pricing also plays a valid point, as well as your place. Where are you doing business, whether it's online or offline or both? And then also promotions. Let me tell you how big that is by leaps and bounds. Every company, small and large, every nonprofit organization, every church that does a great promoting of their activities, product or service-wise, wins. It's utilizing the win formula, what's important now. So if you talk about promotions and you're not good at promoting your company's product or service that you're providing in the marketplace, then you need to hire somebody who is. And you need to bring your customers to become your runners to assist you in spreading the news. What is the buzz around your company today? What are you doing right now that's going to be a big help in the marketplace as well as in the community where you are? What are you doing right now that's going to give you that extra push that you need to get to the next level? Well, ladies and gentlemen, these are the things that we always talk about here on GTE Professional Network Radio, and I want to make sure that you have all of the tools and tips that you need to necessarily build your network. These are just pieces of a puzzle, ladies and gentlemen. You got to finish fulfilling the parts that's based, customized to you. And it's only for you, ladies and gentlemen, that are listening, tuning in each week to GTE Professional Network Radio here on Blog Talk Radio. We are super excited about all of the information that we've been sharing across these internet airwaves for the past this year and last year and for the past years that we've been in business. And so for that being said, this has been our fourth year, ladies and gentlemen, doing this show. Since 2012, now we're in 2016, 4 years we have been doing this. And we have seen great growth in all of the people that we have talked to and shared with across this country. And that is the cool part about having an internet-based business. You're not just local, but you're now global. And you can reach millions of people nationwide. So here's the thing that you need to be focused on, ladies and gentlemen. You need to embrace the customer experience model in your company, meaning that all your marketing, whoever you have doing your marketing or tools that you have or information that you want to share online and offline, you want to make sure you give your customer a great experience so that way they can come back to you and share with others around them about the service they received. Okay? So that's one of the things that you want to make sure you're consistently doing. Dream and market in 3D. Virtual reality, of course, is getting bigger and bigger every day, from TV to radio to everything that we're doing, ladies and gentlemen. Even our ads that we're promoting that you're seeing now is in 3D. Digital effects is more and more popular than today, ever today. So you want to make sure you're being a part of this trend, this new wave, this extra help that can get you to the next level if they see that you're current and up-to-date on the trends. Marketers will recognize social media as a channel, not a strategy. So you want to make sure that you keep focused on social media. This is one of the things that I share with a lot of entrepreneurs and small businesses, as well as churches and nonprofit organizations, that on social media, you guys can generate revenue. Look at crowdfunding. I shared an episode about that on the show in reference to crowdfunding, how big that trend has become, and how many people have generated millions and billions of dollars in reference to helping us supporting a cause for nonprofit organizations, churches, and for independent people. Small businesses can take advantage of that as well, in reference to getting the revenue that they need or the capital they need to continue to function in their business. So these are the things, ladies and gentlemen, trends, things that's happening right now that you can participate in, but you have to select and be very strategic in your approach when it comes to picking out what it is you want to do, making sure that it's going to be a customized fit for your business, for the people around you, and for the person that you are. And if you're not on this level yet, you need to get on this level, and there are many things that you can do. This is an earn-as-you-learn business. So you are ever going to learn how to do business that's relevant to date, that's going to be meaningful to date, and that's going to impact people. And those are the things you want to do. So if you're ready for this train ride, which is a bullet train right now, then you want to make sure you are ganged up and geared up for everything that needs to be done. So what I'm saying on that level, ladies and gentlemen, is that this is a great opportunity like never before as we close out this year 2016 for you to be equipped and adequately updated when it comes to relevant information about your product, service, and your company, and that you're branding properly your business and that you're sharing and giving a great story about the people who have supported you, the people who have utilized your product and service, and also how you're affecting the people in the community where you are. And so these are the things that you need to be consistently doing, ladies and gentlemen, as we continue to share a great opportunity like never before. So with that being said, I'm real excited. I'm happy about everything that we've done so far, now that we're in the 8th month of the year, moving into the 9th month of the year, September. So we want to make sure that you guys have all the information that's coming up as it continues to be done to us. And we basically study ourselves to be approved. We continue to give you guys the updates and share with you relevant information that's going to be impactful and building information that's going to continue to help you build your network in the area where you are. So I'm thankful. It's really been a big pleasure for everybody who has been tuning in each week to GTE Professional Network Radio. We're basically going to be updating some things on our special guests that we've had on the show. We're going to continue to have some more guests on the show that is going to be sharing their story that have been impactful in the marketplace to the people that they deal with on a regular, consistent basis. So without further ado, I'm really glad that we've had taken the time out to basically look at and sit back and look at what it is we need to be doing consistently right now to date. as we are moving forward to the new year 2017, what are you guys doing on the mobile side, on the marketing side of the campaigns that you're running? And then also, if you're doing flyers and brochures and all the other things, marketing materials, what are your marketing materials looking like? Is it consistent? Is it relevant? Is it meaningful? Is it giving the customer something to look forward to in your company? What events are you promoting or having in your company? Are you putting out any events? Are you doing things that's going to be relevant, that's going to be an ad catcher for people to want to come out and check out and see exactly what it is you have? So you have to make it more eventful, ladies and gentlemen, and entertaining your customers on levels that's going to help you grow your network. That's what it's all about, growing your network. And so if you're looking to do something that's going to be unique and different in the marketplace than what your competitors are not doing in the marketplace, you want to be the first one out there. It's all about first mover advantage. How can we move this many products in a short period of time where we can generate enough to continue to grow and help others along the way? So that's what you want to look at. That's what you want to do. And this opportunity here that we have here at GT Professional Radio, we just want to make sure that you're doing everything possible, that you don't leave no stone unturned, and that you continue to stay focused, following one course until successful, so that way you can win on every level of your business and that you can win on every level with your customers. There are going to always be challenges. There are going to always be what we call forks in the road, but this is a great opportunity for you to get stronger, better, and faster than your competitors. You want to be the one that's going to be out there ringing the bell to success in reference to helping as many people in the community as possible, and as well as abroad, because you're going to build your business on these levels. You got locally, nationally, and then internationally. So you want to look on these levels if you plan on doing it that way, if that's one of your desires and that's something you would like to do. If not, you can stay local and build locally, or you can do both locally and nationally, which most companies are doing to date, are locally and nationally. Well, with the internet, gives you that platform. How you use this platform makes it or breaks it for you. So you want to make sure you stand on top of the cutting-edge technology, making sure you put money back into the company. You set aside monies for infrastructure toward growth, because it's going to take money to make money. We already know that. But if you put aside and put more into the structure of your business, guess how fast it will grow. You will see amazing things happen in your company, in your network as you continue. It doesn't take a whole lot, but it does take a little bit. If everybody do a little bit, guess what happens? It starts to grow, and that's what you want. So that's the level that we were talking about here this week today on GTE Professional Radio. I'm really excited, again, about everything that we've done in assisting small businesses, churches, and nonprofit organizations to build and grow their network in the area where they do business. So without further ado, without that being said, I just want to say this is going to be a short session right now. I want to thank everyone for tuning in to this edition of GTE Professional Radio. I'm your host again, Ed Peterson, and it's been a plum-pleasing pleasure as well as a privilege. That's from my brother, Les Brown. And keep up building your dream, ladies and gentlemen, and keep the faith and keep growing your network.